Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
One of the best things about Christmas used to be the excitement of all the cool films that would be on the telly. Well, nowadays you can watch all the best ones whenever you like, but there's so much out there. What Christmas films are streaming and where? Well, pop culture and entertainment expert Deirdre Malumbi is here with all the answers, it says here.
Good morning.
Do you have all the answers?
I think I do.
Oh, good. There is a lot to choose from and there's a lot out there, right?
There's a lot out there and there are so many streaming services out now. You've got Netflix, you've got Prime Video, Disney Plus, and the problem is you've got all your Christmas classics and every family kind of has their go-to ones that they love watching year after year after year. But the problem is they're available on all different streaming services, depending on which is your favourite. So I'm here to tell you today exactly where you can find them.
I love it. Now, Deirdre, you say that there hasn't been a decent Christmas movie in 20 years.
I don't think so. I think the last great one was Elf. And actually, that year was also the year that we had Love Actually. So I think that was the last year that we were getting like these great Christmas.
How old is Elf?
20 years old this year.
Okay, so it's been 20 years, you think?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Now, I know that there have been like other movies out since, but I don't think there's what I would define as like a Christmas classic is like one that all the family would like sit down and watch year after year after year. I don't think that there's been one like that in about two decades.
Okay, so what makes a great one? Because they don't have to be massive hits at the box office, do they? So what makes a Christmas movie hit?
I don't know if it's like kind of because I'm basically the eldest of five. And for me, Christmas is family. It's sitting down. Maybe you've got the fire going on in the background and you're watching it all together, whether it's on the telly or we used to watch it on like, you know, VHS or DVD or whatever was available at the time. Nowadays, like I said, it's probably your streaming service or if it happens to be on the telly or whatever. But it's one that everybody can watch all together, like the kids, the adults, the young and the old, and just all bond over it. It's something that makes you laugh and smile.
Isn't it? At the moment.
It
is. We very rarely get to do that. So make sure you partake in this gorgeous Christmas tradition of watching a Christmas movie. Okay, we have a few here. Let's go through them. I'm just going to play a clip for a second. So if you guys remember this, one of my favorite ones.
You're feeling strong, my friend. Call me Elf one more time. He's an angry elf.
He's an angry elf. Elf, of course, made 20 years ago, an absolute go-to in my house. This is one of the best, isn't it?
Oh, I absolutely adore it. So everybody knows it's Will Ferrell who stars as Buddy the Elf. John Favreau directed this movie. It's laugh out loud funny. It is warm-hearted and it is just an absolute classic, I think. This one, currently, I think you can only watch it on Now or Sky Cinema.
Okay.
So it won't be available on, say, the likes of Netflix. So if you're looking for Elf, that's where you're going to find it.
It's Now. Okay. What else have you got that you like?
I absolutely adore The Muppet Christmas Carol. Now, I know that there have probably, at this stage, there have been dozens upon dozens of takes of Charles Dickens's classic novella of the same name. But I love The Muppet Christmas Carol. Now, I love The Muppets generally. And I know that they've done their takes on like the likes of like Treasure Island and a few other literary classics. But something about this, the tone that they got was just right. You've got Michael Caine as Ebenezer Scrooge. I think he is absolutely perfection as Scrooge. You've got your music in it, the timeless lesson, of course. And then you've got the likes of Kermit the Frog, Miss Piggy, Fozzie the Bear, and all those favourites thrown in as well.
I'm glad you mentioned that one because my kids have just started watching Muppet Babies on Netflix. So,
okay.
And we've never watched this. So this will maybe entice them to watch the Christmas Carol. And I might get them to sit down and watch this this year. Here's a little clip.
Did I tell you that I am the ghost of Christmas present?
You did, yeah.
Come in and know me better, man.
You're a little absent-minded spirit.
No, I'm a large absent-minded spirit. My mind is filled with the here and now. And the now is Christmas.
You can't beat Michael Caine.
Oh, he's
this.
Absolutely fabulous.
Just gorgeous. Okay, so Disney Plus?
Disney Plus is where you can find that. Actually, Disney Plus is where you can find a lot of kind of the go-to Christmas classics, the likes of Home Alone, The Santa Claus, Die Hard, all on Disney Plus. So if you love your Christmas classics, I would probably recommend you get that streamer because a lot of the oldies are there.
Whoa. Back up the truck there a second. Back up the van, Deirdre, for a second, okay? Did you just say Die Hard?
Die Hard, yes, yes.
So you're classifying this as a Christmas movie?
Oh,
like my husband. Come on.
I think that there has been a debate going on about this
for years
and years. But I think that at this point, I think it's the general consensus is that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. And it's funny, you know, I think that ever since Die Hard became accepted as a Christmas movie, there's been more and more of a debate about other action movies that could be classified as Christmas movies. Like people talk about the likes of Kiss Kiss Bang Bang or Lethal Weapon as Christmas movies. But Die Hard, I think if you're looking for an action movie that's really also a Christmas movie, it's got to be Die Hard. And also Die Hard 2, I would argue as well.
Okay, we have a little clip just to remind you how Christmassy it is.
30 to dispatch.
Yeah, 30, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a wild goose chase over here at Nakatomi Plaza. Everything here is okay. Over. But nobody has let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Man, God, never see your face!
I heard it. I heard the bells at the top of that clip. So it must be Christmassy. Okay, that's one my husband will definitely be watching. So there's a lot on Disney Plus. Yeah, there's a lot of Christmas movies there. Where else? What about Netflix? What have they got going on?
Netflix, you can watch actually both iterations of The Grinch. So for some people, the classic version of The Grinch is the 2001 starring Jim Carrey, of course, live action. But the more recent animated version, which I think is from 2018, if I'm not mistaken, stars Benedict Cumberbatch. He voices the Grinch. And actually, that movie currently holds the record as the top grossing Christmas movie of all time at the box office
okay.
now. But both of those Grinch movies are actually available on Netflix now. You can also watch them on Prime Video. I also have a bit of a soft spot for, there's basically, you'd probably recognize the animation, but there's actually the original version of the Grinch is from something like 1966. And you can actually find that one on YouTube. So if you're a traditionalist like me, that's another version of the Grinch that you can watch.
Okay. What about romantic ones?
I think It's a Wonderful Life is always going to be the go-to
yeah.
when it comes to your romantic Christmas movies. And I mean, it's interesting. Like I've heard over the years people citing that movie by Frank Capra starring James Stewart, not just as their favorite Christmas movie of all time, but their actual favorite movie of all time. It's a Wonderful Life you can watch on Prime Video. It's also currently available on Channel 4 Player, though bear in mind, like a lot of their movies kind of come and go. So Prime Video is probably going to be the go-to spot where you're going to want to watch that. But yeah, It's a Wonderful Life. If you haven't watched it, of course, you have to. And I mean, I know that for some people, like, you know, it can be very difficult, particularly for children, to kind of encourage them to watch black and white movies. But I think It's a Wonderful Life is just such a gorgeous movie with such a pure message that you have to just make them sit down and watch it.
You have to power through. Just
exactly.
Get the Quality Street out or other suites are available and just get going on that one. It is a gorgeous one. Okay. I love The Holiday, which is a bit of a weird one. You know The Holiday?
Yeah.
Is it Kate Winslet?
You know, it's so funny. I only watched The Holiday for the first time, I think maybe 3 or 4 years ago. But ever since I saw that, I watch it every year now because I just think it's so gorgeous, so lovely. Stars Kate Winslet, Cameron Diaz, Jude Law and Jack Black. It's about these two women who swap their houses over one Christmas and both of their lives just end up being totally transformed for it. It's funny, it's sweet, it's a gorgeous kind of more modern, I suppose, mm-hmm. Christmas gem. But The Holiday, that one is that's a lovely one, and you can watch that on both Netflix and Prime Video is where it's currently available.
You have the Polar Express down here. Is that's a good kids one? It's a cartoon.
Yeah, it's cartoon. It's actually interesting. So it's the first all digital capture film. So it is animated, but it was basically made by, you know, you probably have seen like the making of when they put all those dots on someone, and that's how it was created. And Tom Hanks actually plays numerous characters. He not only voices them, but he actually like live animated them as well. So that's kind of a surreal type of experience. That's available to watch on now. I will warn audiences, you might want to check it out first yourself, because I personally, now I don't know if it's, you know, maybe at the time I found it a bit kind of weird looking. So I don't know, some people who have kids who are kind of like easily scared or something might find the Polar Express is a bit kind of extreme for them. So I would warn you of that in advance. But like I said, for some homes, the Polar Express is an absolute go-to classic. So that's on Now or Sky Cinema.
Speaking of it being a bit scary, I've never seen it. But is The Nightmare Before Christmas, is it a scary one? Like, do you kind of have to have a look at that before you show kids, or what do you think?
It's funny. I think it looks scarier on the outside than it actually is okay. When you watch it. It's an absolutely gorgeous film. Danny Elfman's music is fantastic. The characters are unforgettable. The stop motion animation is just gorgeous. It's a funny one because you can actually watch it for Halloween or Christmas. And I think that it's many, many fans would probably watch it at both Halloween and Christmas because it's just that kind of movie. That one is another one that is available on Disney Plus. So like I said, that streamer, in terms of having the most Christmas classics, it's kind of winning, I have to say.
I'm very disappointed you don't have two of my favourites on your list.
Which are they?
Scrooged.
Scrooge. Oh, I have a couple of colleagues
Bill
who
Murray.
Absolutely love Scrooge.
Oh, but see, I love it. I actually have it on DVD. Lau bought it for me one Christmas, probably about 15 years ago, because I love it so much.
See, I think that everybody kind of clings to their own favorite take on Christmas Carol. And for me, it's the Muppets one, you know?
There we go. Yeah. What about Santa Claus the Movie?
Oh, I do love Santa Claus the Movie as well.
That is a good one. What is your absolute favourite? Mine would be Scrooge, I have to say. But if you had to pick one, what do you think? Is it the Christmas Carol, the Muppets one?
I'd probably pick Elf and then Muppet Christmas Carol. Another one which I have to give an honourable mention to is The Santa Claus with Tim Allen as Scott Calvin. I absolutely love this one. And I suppose I'm kind of rewatching it a bit at the moment because there's a new series on Disney Plus, The Santa Clauses, which is kind of the sequel, which is what happened years later after Scott Calvin became Santa Claus. So I absolutely adore that one as well. Another one on Disney Plus. I feel like I'm very much touting that service, but that's where all of these movies are.
We have a little clip. Just going back to the Die Hard argument. This is what Bruce Willis himself had to say a few years ago.
Now, please listen very carefully. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Oh, he said it himself. He's wrong.
I think a lot of people would disagree with
him. He's wrong. I mean, just talking about it and listening to the clip, it makes me want to watch it now over the Christmas period. Deirdre, thank you so much for popping in and giving us great advice and tips on where we can get all the classic and new Christmas movies. What are your suggestions? Oh, The Chronicles, somebody's texting in. The Chronicles. Have you seen that one?
Oh, Christmas Chronicles.
Christmas Chronicles.
That's a gorgeous one. That was on Netflix. I'm not sure if it's still there, but that's a lovely, lovely animated one from recent years.
Jen, Santa Claus the Movie, a best Christmas film ever. Claus is another one. It's the most beautiful family movie. It won loads of awards. The Office Christmas Party is hilarious. Oh, I watched that recently. The Office Party.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah, I saw that a couple of years ago. Not for children, I have
not
to say.
Not for children. That is not for children. National Lampoon's, is that classed as a Christmas movie? I don't know. You're right. Everybody has their go-to. I'd love to hear what yours is.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare. Looking after you always.